Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. okagcredit.com.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Cattle futures were generally higher today and everything but the April feeders. April feeders closed down 207 at 145.87, nearly their lows. Of course, that market expires on Thursday of this week. The other months on bag, May, August, and September were all higher. May up 82, 143.27, just over a dollar off their lows. August up 107, 143.17. Live cattle were 50 to $2 higher. The weakest month was April, which is higher, 57 higher at 125.30. June up $1.92 at 116.57. Today's rally was on the heels of a USDA on-feed report, which was on Friday. The on-feed report said that we had 101% last year's number on-feed as of April 1st. Placed in March were 105, which was 107.4 was the estimate, so lower placements than expected. Marketed was a little bit higher at 107% last year in March. The estimate was 106.4. Also on Friday was the cold storage report. Cold storage was just under 467 million pounds. The estimate was last year was 481. We had been at a higher number coming into it, but now we're lower than the previous year.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets continue to be volatile here today. Soybeans at one point were up over 30 cents, but we settled about 13 cents higher across the board for the soybeans. Corn finished the day 8 cents higher, about a nickel off their highs. Kansas City wheat was steady here, July up a quarter at 473 and three quarters, about 7 off their highs. Chicago wheat up 3.5 cents to close at 477 and a half. It seemed like the general news today was a weather forecast. There's a possible frost in some parts of South America. Also, rain forecast starting tomorrow and going through the weekend will significantly slow down field work in the Midwest and the plantings. Also today, we've got the crop progress and the condition report at 3 o'clock. Corn plantings are expected to be 30 to 35% planted. Beans, this will be their first report for beans, expected to be 2 to 3% planted. This morning, we had an export report, which was neutral across the board. It was within the range for wheat, corn, and beans. Also, at the close of business today, the CME will be raising wheat and corn margins by about a little under 17% due to the added volatility. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.